In 1960, Dennis Jackson became the first African-American student athlete at Murray State. He was an all-around player competing as receiver, tailback, and safety in football, and was also in track and field. Jackson spoke to me about his experiences at Murray State ahead of the Pioneers panel tonight at 6:30 at Rather Auditorium.
So you were the first African-American student athlete at Murray State back in 1960. Can you tell me a little about how that came to be?
Well, really, what happened, I had a scholarship, football scholarship at Alcorn A&M, and I went down, just down in Mississippi, and I didn't like it. So when I came home, I enrolled at Murray, and that spring I went out for the track team. And matter of fact, I had Coach Bill Ferguson as a PE teacher, and he encouraged me to come out for the track team, and that's how all of it got started.
Now, was there any like controversy about you joining the team, or did he just see you run and was like, we have to have him?
Right. Yeah, it wasn't any, you know, it went pretty smooth compared to what some other athletes had to go through with at other places. No problem.
Well, that's great. So there were no struggles then? Were your relationships with your teammates and the fans okay? Was everybody pretty good to you? Or?
Yes, Murray was really good, you know, as far as support and all. There was very few incidents, but it was, you know, all the faculty were supportive and all my teammates were supportive.
Did you feel like you were being a trailblazer or in any way, or did you just feel
not,
like...
Not at that time. Not, you know, okay. It was just something that come about. I just assumed that was something that was meant to be. My dad was a strong supporter, and he really believed in God, and he taught me to believe in God, and that everything was possible with him. So as far as the people at Murray, they treated me real well.
Well, that's great. Are there any particular moments in time that stand out for you about your college experience that were good or bad? Or?
Well, yeah, that was the very first year that the OVC track meet was held in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I could always remember that. And when we got ready to check in the motel, everybody could check in but me. And so they had to find me a place to stay downtown with an elderly couple.
So when you, even though Murray was a good experience for you, when you traveled, sometimes you encountered not so good experiences.
Very, very much so, yes.
Were there any particular places, was Murfreesboro the worst, or were there other places that you traveled that weren't so good?
That incident there was probably the worst because it was the first, and we weren't used to that, so we were kind of expecting something every place we went after that. That was one incident on the football field that I will probably mention because in one of the games at Tennessee Tech, I had thrown a block downfield and was just on my knees getting ready to get up, and when this number 75 for Tech came by and just kicked me right in the head. You know, I was just for no apparent reason, just because I was there, I guess. And he weighed about 300 pounds, and I never will forget his number. His number was 75, and he laid me out pretty good. Matter of fact, I had to miss a couple of games just because of that.
Wow, and you think that was because that was a racially motivated?
I definitely think so, yes.
So did your teammates do anything then, or did the referees
anything? Yes, we all thought that, everybody but the referees. And they, you know, nothing was called because they either did not see it or pretended they didn't see it.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yes, and I'm trying to find... See if that guy is still. I had his number. I got his number and everything. His number was 75. I'm trying to see if he's still around. You know, if he's still alive or not. I'd like to just have a conversation with him just to see what was running through his mind when he did that.
Do you think he's changed at all now, or do you hope he's changed?
I'm hopefully that was just, you know, a sign of the times, you know, and everything is different now. but I would like to have a conversation with it.
Well, speaking of talking to people from back in the day, do you still talk to any of your former teammates or keep up with them at all? Or?
Oh, yes, yes. That's one of the track members was a guy named Bob Doty, and we stay in contact quite often. And oddly enough, when I came to work here at Paducah, there was a guy by the name of Bob Gross who was on the track team, and we coached track together here at Paducah Tillman. Yeah, I run into quite a few of the people, especially at Tillman ball games and things like that, and at Murray's ball game.
So you still come out to support the teams?
Oh, yes. I get season passes every year. I'll be there this Saturday.
Well, I hope we can win for you.
And, you know, it'd be an extra treat that this Saturday because of Tennessee State and the reputation that the band has.
So later in life, you worked for the Paducah school system as an administrator and a coach. Do you think your experiences helped shape how you coached, like, today's kids?
Definitely, yeah. It had a bearing on me, yes. I definitely liked, you know, I made an effort to try to treat everybody the same, no matter where they came from, what side of town they were on, or what complexion they were.
That's great. So did any of the kids ever come back to you and say how athletics helped shape their futures? Or?
Well, it's odd that you would say that. We have what we call Ridge Donut Place down here, and just this past week, I had an experience with one of my former students. I was standing in line and had a pretty good-sized order, and I didn't notice this person behind me. But when I got ready to pay, he stepped up and said, I'll take care of his bill. And lo and behold, it was one of my former students. And that's not the only time something like this happened, but that was a great experience.
Well, it must be good to know that you've had an impact on so many people's lives. Dennis Jackson, thank you so much for speaking to me today. It was really an honor to get to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You can hear Dennis Jackson speak more tonight at Rather Auditorium as part of a Pioneers panel that also features Margaret Simmons, the founder of MSU Women's Track. It's a free event at 6:30 as part of the Hometown Teams exhibit and events.